We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Adrian! All right, hey everybody. It is 2:08. Appreciate you listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5, and I would like to thank Mr. Sly Stallone and the movie Rocky for salvaging our 4th of July. And from what I understand, many, many other people's. Okay. First of all, I'm just going to say this, and I don't care what any of you out there have to say. Rocky is the best, probably one of the best movies of all time, and by far the best 4th of July movie that you can watch.
Are we talking Rocky 1?
Fight me, anybody.
Okay.
Rocky 1.
Because that's the only one I've really seen.
Think Apollo Creed. He's dressed up. He's got the whole red, white, and blue trunks on. He's like Uncle Sam. I want you, chump. I want you. Carl Weathers, rest in peace. We lost him earlier this year.
Two of the most iconic characters you could play. Chubbs Peterson.
Yes. Apollo Creed. Yep. What a loss, Rick. Seriously, what a great actor, but. I digress. So Rocky yesterday, what a miserable, awful, horrid, depressing, just terrible 4th of July it was with this rain we had yesterday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be the grand celebrity grand marshal of the Chanhassen Parade, which is quite a big deal in the Southwest suburbs. I understand.
Take your word for it.
The parade's a big deal. I don't know if being the grand marshal of the parade's a big deal, because obviously if they got me, they have a very low standard of what they refer to as a celebrity grand marshal. But anyway, so that got canceled because of the rain. I know some of the cities. I know Richfield still went forward with their parade. I think Edina had their parade. I know that some areas did go through with the parades, but a lot of that stuff was happening right in the afternoon, right when like the worst of the rain was falling. So I had plans to go to the parade and do a whole thing, and my wife and I are just sitting at home, and it's just pouring rain, and we're just so bored. And the kids are out living their best lives. They're I don't know what they're doing. My oldest is out on the lake with one of his buddies, you know, sitting in the boathouse, having a grand old time. And my daughter's off running around doing God knows what. And my wife and I are like super empty nesters, just sitting there looking at each other, looking out the window in the rain. And I started scrolling through the TV. I could not watch any more Joe Biden step down / Donald Trump.
You didn't watch lies. Reruns?
I could not watch any more cable news, so I turned the channel. And here we have the, I think it was AMC, had a Rocky marathon all day. And I was like, thank God. I don't care what I'm doing. If Rocky 1 is on, I will stop what I'm doing, and I will watch Rocky 1, even if I can say every single line. It is so good. It is so good. Now, what does it have to do with 4th of July? That's where it gets a little interesting, because nothing. other than Apollo Creed's red, white, and blue shorts and the whole, he's all dressed up bit and Uncle Sam thing. And the fact that it takes place in Philadelphia, you know, and obviously historical significance and whatnot. It really doesn't have – in fact, it's set during Christmas time. So the fight itself takes place during Christmas time. So, again, I have no idea why Apollo Creed was dressed up like that. But it just makes it feel patriotic.
Too many Christmas movies.
That's true. That's true. And that when I'm back – when Chad's off during Christmas time, I'll be getting into that hot topic too of best Christmas movies, because I'll fight you. I'll die on the hill for It's a Wonderful Life.
I know you said if Rocky 1 is on TV, you'll watch it. Here's my gripe, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will agree with this. I can't do movies on TV.
Oh, the commercials?
The commercials, and just there's so much editing and cutting of certain snippets and words and stuff. I'm like, stream it, throw in a DVD.
No, I agree.
I'm good.
I agree.
That's just one of my only gripe with movies.
No, that's fair. But you know, that was a great thing. I got to get up every 3.5. There'd be like 5 minutes a movie.
Oh, yeah.
3.5 minutes of commercial.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes of movie. So the great thing is the Rocky number one took all afternoon. And then Rocky number two took me right up to bedtime.
There you go.
Which was also good. But I'm like, it's just so good. And it's such a story of it's such an American story. And this guy who's a nobody from the streets of Philadelphia and pounding on the meat. And then you got... I should clarify what that meant for those of you who've never seen it. He's in the butcher house, and his brother-in-law, Paulie, works there, and he goes in and he punches these big sides of beef, and, you know, he's just this gritty guy from the streets, and he's not very smart and can't read very well and blah, blah, blah,
now,
blah, blah.
Now, I didn't want to bury the lead earlier, but
is
he going to be applying for one of the Minnesota apprenticeship positions, being meat cutter, you know, $30 an hour?
That is a great point.
Like, why Rocky can make a living just cutting meat?
And what a great way for me to push to the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. See,
because we had a really interesting conversation earlier about there being a meat cutting apprenticeship program at St. Paul College right now. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. It's a super interesting thing. So I got to thinking, I'm like, well, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe Rocky is not that big of a holiday, like a 4th of July movie. Because to me, that's all there is.
Yeah.
It is Rocky. And so I started doing a little research. By the way, thanks for those of you who are weighing in. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Hands down, Independence Day with Will Smith. Fair. You guys need to check out the boxing film Digstown with James Woods, Heather Graham, and Louis Gossett Jr. I've heard of that. I haven't watched that, though, but I have heard of that. That was a good movie. So thank you for the suggestion. So I wanted to know if I was crazy or if other people in the world think that Rocky is the greatest 4th of July movie of all time. And apparently from the research I've been able to do, I'm crazy.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but is Tom Cruise's Born on the 4th of July a good 4th of July movie?
I bookmarked my favorite website, which I check back on oftentimes every day, which is, of course, goodhousekeeping.com. Because they wrote an article. They wrote an article about this 2 days ago. I'm like, all right, well, here's some expert people weighing in. 40 best 4th of July movies to watch this Independence Day. Number one on the list, 1776.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, but I need to.
Yep, that's an oldie but a goodie. Yankee Doodle Dandy comes in at number two. That is a real oldie from 1942. A little musical there. Jackie, 2016. Natalie Portman stars as Jackie Kennedy. I did not see that one. I do like Natalie Portman, though. It feels like something I would have fallen asleep to. That's the thing with the Rocky movie. Like, you got to have it to get you going. Particularly when the weather was just as awful as it was there. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That's number four. Number five is Air Force One. That is a good movie. Here's Born on the 4th of July. Number six. Again, on the highly coveted or highly regarded goodhousekeeping.com. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things to go back here. Independence Day. So, Texter, you were right. Independence Day is on that list. What do you guys think? StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. What is a great 4th of July movie? I want to hear what you've got to say. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO, Huey Lewis in the news. Happy birthday, Huey. 74 years old today. Now, we have been loving listening to some Huey Lewis, because I don't think that is there a song that Huey Lewis has ever done that would put you in a bad mood? I don't know what it is.
I'm sure our texters could help out with that, but I have not. So I'm familiar with Huey Lewis, but not as familiar as probably most people are.
Sure.
And even listening to some of the songs that I was loading in today, man, there's not a bad song that you could throw on by Huey.
I would think
he
Huey
just
Lewis
has that. Yeah. He has that poppy Rocky 80s vibe that gets you going. Yeah.
Yep. I would think you could Huey Lewis. I've not seen Huey Lewis in concert, but I would think that would be a really nice concert, because you could just sort of sit there and, like, every song that would come on would be enjoyable. So that would be my guess. So happy birthday, Huey. Continuing the conversation about best 4th of July movies, which I will die on this hill. It is Rocky.
That's fair.
Anything else that any of you have to say is wrong. I'm just kidding. It's not wrong. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. I'm also referring to a lovely article that came out a couple days ago on Good Housekeeping. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things you can get on Good Housekeeping.
I've never heard of it until you brought it up today, honestly.
It used to be a magazine.
What's a magazine?
Yeah, exactly. It probably still is a magazine, yes, for all I know. But I know my grandmother always had one on her coffee table. So, yeah, that's good housekeeping. Anyway, it's a good article. We were reading through the list. I'm loving some of your guys' suggestions. Jaws is my go-to 4th of July movie. Yeah, for sure. I can get that. By the way, you probably heard about all the shark bites that have been going on and down in...
Not good.
I think I might talk about that a little bit later if we've got some time. But down in Texas yesterday, 4 people got bit by the same shark. Not a movie, but a great TV series, America, The Story of Us. I am not familiar with that. Thank you for the suggestion. Rocky is the most entertaining 4th of July movie. Thank you. I agree with you. Could not agree more. Let's see. Born yesterday, William Holden introduces Judy Holliday revolutionary era American history through documents and monuments. That sounds very heady, but that's fine. Thank you. The Patriot, Live Free, Die Hard, Independence Day, top 3 4th of July movies. Yeah, we did have The Patriot, and I think Die Hard. Now, I wouldn't think of that as a 4th of July movie. A lot of people think of that as a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Which I also don't quite get. I do get, though. I guess It's about like me saying Rocky is a 4th of July movie for them to say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I see where the tie-in is with that. But, man, you can't just like place a cult classic and be like, you know what? It's a good day to watch Die Hard.
4th of July movie.
Yeah.
The context of this was it was so miserable. It was so miserable yesterday. Nothing to do. Watch movies. Young Mr. Lincoln, 1939. That's on the list. Is 8. Lincoln in 2012. That was a good movie. Daniel Day-Lewis. That's long. Oh, my goodness, was that long. Purple Hearts, never heard of that. Hamilton, American President. That was a really good movie. Very good movie. National Treasure, Glory, Longest Day. There's a little old school John Wayne. I'm going to spare you going through this entire list. I'm going to jump out a couple of them that jump out at me. The Sandlot, great sports movie.
Yeah.
People like The Sandlot. I can see that being a 4th of July,
summer. It essentially
movie.
Is because There's fireworks and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There. So I'm trying to jog my memory as to if it is actually the 4th in that movie, but
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There is fireworks.
So that's a good movie. We got you on that one. Again, this is a goodhousekeeping.com list of the top 40. League of Their Own. I don't consider that a 4th of July movie, but Coming to America, great movie. Great movie. I wouldn't say the sequel of that was all that great. It came out a couple years ago. They tried. Top Gun, a Maverick. I'm surprised that's not higher. That movie is such a good movie.
It is.
Such a great way to like reimagine that story and how It continues. One of my best friends travels about every other week, and he watches Top Gun Maverick every single time on the plane.
Wow.
Every time. And he texts me, too. He's like, hey, have you heard of this new movie? And he sends a picture. Like,
no. It's like almost Inception. Like, I want to watch a movie about planes on a plane.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true. and so let's see. I'm going to go all the way through this list. I'm not going to read all of them. But you know where Rocky is on the list?
There you go.
Forrest Gump's on the list, which I think it should be. Hidden Figures. That was a good movie. Number 40. Rocky came in at number 40.
It's a shame.
I mean, it made the list at least.
Yeah. 40. I mean, 39 other movies in front of Rocky, though.
I don't know. Maybe people don't like Rocky.
Maybe people are against Carl Weathers. Who knows?
Well, it could be. He was kind of a jerk, but he learned. He learned. He evolved. And then by the time that was at the third one come around, we all then just hated Drago.
Yeah.
The big, giant, doped-up Russian. That's a great – what a great villain he was. And Mr. T and gosh, all
– Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
As I pointed out yesterday, I put it on my Facebook. I said, make sure to leave your milk and cookies out for Hulk Hogan tonight. Happy 4th of July.
He was just in town a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he was. Got to get that beer out, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Somebody said they hit the talking text line. Saw Huey Lewis at the Minnesota State Fair. Yeah, I bet that was good.
Yeah.
You're forgetting about one of the greatest movies of all time. Oh, this is a good one. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Team America. World yes. Police.
Cannot play many cuts from that here on the air, but yes, you are correct.
This person says, I think it won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it did.
I do it while making coffee.
I do it in the car.
I do it when the kids are asleep.
What are they all doing? Using Dermaclara's 100% medical-grade silicone patches to fight fine lines and wrinkles. These clever patches are safe and natural and so incredibly effective that you can start seeing results in just 20 minutes per use. Jessica from New York did it while reading her favorite book and saw her fine lines fading in just a week. Megan from California did it while catching up on her favorite show and watched her stretch marks disappear within a month. Dermaclara patches enhance your skin's natural healing process with just one ingredient, 100% medical-grade silicone. They're reusable, easy to use, and deliver visible improvements in 30 days. At Dermaclara, we prioritize safety without compromising results, which is perfect for every stage of your skincare journey. So what are you waiting for? Join the countless others who do it anytime, anywhere, and transform your skin. Visit Dermaclara.com today and say goodbye to wrinkles and hello to beautiful, radiant skin.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.